Hello everybody, welcome to another episode of Growing Up. I'm your host Daniel. So in today's episode, as you can read from the title, I will be speaking about shame and insecurities. Just to preface this episode, just to get to know me a little bit, if you're new here, welcome. My name is Daniel. I'm a second year nursing student. In this podcast, my purpose is to help 20-something or any age group dealing with life stuff, you know, human experiences or taking care of our mental health. In each episode, I will be speaking in different topics. I will try to speak honestly about it, and I will try to give some self-love and looking at this situation through the lens of self-love and compassion, and giving you guys some helpful tips that you can carry to your life and to incorporate in your life. Anyway, let's get started. I do want to speak about what are my shame and insecurities, what is it revolve around. So recently I've been keeping a journal. That's one of my goals this year, is to keep a journal and journaling every day. And I guess if you guys want to try the small habits, you can try it with me. Basically, what I did is that I purchased really like a fancy book. So it's like, it cost me actually $32 to buy this like a paper writing book, because I think to myself, like, if I buy a really fancy book, then I wouldn't think that I want to waste it. So I can keep on building this habit and keep it all for the years. I will speak later, like another episode, about like keeping a journal and everything. But anyway, so I realized, like, after 20 days of journaling, I look back on some of my past journal entries and I reflect on it. And most of the journal entries was speaking about my unsatisfaction over the way that I look, or like the shame that it brought me, right? Like the insecurities that it brought me. Like, being really honest, sometimes when I look at people on social media, look at people, celebrities, or even look at my cousins, like, I compare my physical appearance with a lot of other people. And sometimes when I don't meet that beauty standard, when I look weird, when I look funny in my head, I used to criticize myself a lot, and I used to bring me a lot of shame, right? And notice the word that I use. The reason that I said that I used with a D, which is a past tense, is because I'm overcoming it slowly by slowly. Anyway, so one of the things that bring me a lot of shame and insecurity is the way that I look. And another one that used to bring me a lot of shame and insecurity is also regarding my physical appearance, is basically the way that I walk and the way that my body shapes, right? I feel like sometimes I've been having this hatred towards how broad my shoulders are in comparison with my small face. Anyway, that kind of shame and insecurities I had kind of a while now. I'm not sure what caused it. I think it's a lot of different factor, but it's basically social media and also my parents' input, and also I think it's just social media and also websites or dating apps, you know, all of that elements contributes to my insecurity about the way that I look. Also, I used to have, it's not about the way that I look, but if I went back years and years before, I used to have insecurity over the way that I organize my thoughts. You know, I used to be really insecure about like sounding dumb, because I realized I've been recently diagnosed with ADHD. And if you do not know, ADHD is like, I cannot sit focused in class. So basically, sometimes in classes, because I can't sit focus that much. I'm not sure if I have made an episode of ADHD, but I will talk about it. But because I can't focus that much, I tend to get really distracted easily. And I, quote unquote, it's not like a normal student where I can focus and where I can keep a group of friends. I find everything so overwhelming. So I used to be so insecure about that, and it does kind of a lot bring me a lot of shame, like the fact that I can't come in class, I always come late to classes, and I can't organize my stuff well. Like, it used to bring me a lot of stresses, and this, I used to be really stressed out about that, and also feeling like I'm less than other people, and somehow I'm I used to be insecure and ashamed of that. I realized looking backwards, I think the reason that I do feel so insecure and so shameful towards that characteristic of being disorganized and, you know, that like untreated ADHD is because I used to feel so different from other people. You know, it's not, I think most of it is coming from your how people view you or how you think people view you. But I think, like, you know, I remember teachers will disregard what I have to say and doesn't put a lot of like respect into what I have to say because I was so disorganized and I could not keep a straight A. You know, I used to get C and B's in high school, and that mostly C's actually, but that used to bring me a lot of insecurities, and I realized like it comes from people telling me, or the way that I sense them, they're telling me that I'm not capable or I'm not normal and I need to change, you know. And that kind of like feedback that I got from others, that's what makes me insecure, you know. And I realized, I think that's what shame and insecurities are. Like, we're not born with shame. Like, when we were a baby, we're not insecure or we're not shameful towards ourselves. But shame and insecurities is basically fearing that we're not meeting other people's standard, or fearing of rejection can make us feel like shameful. I actually did a philosophy class on this. Basically, I was researching more about the feelings of shame and guilt, you know. And I used to believe that being ashamed of ourselves, it's good for us because I'm a Christian, so I believe that we are all originally sinful. But to some extent, I realized that being ashamed of the way that you look, or being ashamed of the way that you don't fit into the world, like your personality or quirks, I don't think that's healthy. I believe that's not healthy because there's nothing wrong with looking a certain way. You know, there's nothing sinful about it. It's just that the world makes us believe that we should feel ashamed of it, if that makes sense. Like, if the world makes us believe that we should feel ashamed for being overweight, for being not attractive enough, for being dark skin, or for being hairy, or, you know, that this kind of like quirks that we have is not sinful, it's not inherently wrong, it doesn't cause other people damage, you know, it's not evil, quote unquote, wrong, you know what I mean. So I realized that, like, I think, like, reflecting on it, like, my insecurities it kind of like it comes from people a lot, like the majority of it comes from people and it comes from social media. Now, in terms of your appearance, my appearance, I do judge it negatively most of the time because I'm not sure why, but I realized I think most of it is coming from my family and also society, I suppose, because like when I scroll onto movies or social media, I want to look at celebrities, or growing up in a Western society, not a lot of people look like me, and therefore somehow I feel kind of strange of that, and I feel like shameful over that kind of and I will on the next section of this episode, I will speaking on how I handle it and, you know, tips to help you guys handle these feelings of shame and insecurities. But I want to go more on my experiences on this feeling of shame. I think like when I do feel insecure about the way that I look, I think my body language tells it all. I think what I tend to do is that like when I'm passing people on the street, I tend to just look over my phone instead of making direct eye contact. And also, I tend to, when people, like, you know, when you're walking down the street and you're walking past people, I tend to avoid and get a quieter street where there's no one and I can just walk by myself. And also, it just prevents me a lot from going through social events, and because I feel like I'm all in my head about like the way that I look and the way what people think of my appearances. I think it is what it is, you know. A lot of the time I judge myself for judging myself for the way that I look. I think it's like an endless cycle, because it's true, you know. I think like I used to think like, why can't I just not care about the way that I look, you know? And I realized that kind of thinking or that kind of self-talk is not really helpful, because judging yourself further actually making you more miserable. I realized that like this insecurity and shame are a feeling, and with feelings I learned that we need to not validate them, but it's like we have to respect it, because feelings are feelings, you know. They're real to us. Like when we are feeling shame, they're real to us, you know. We don't need to disregard it or push it away. Like we have to respect our feelings, but however, it doesn't mean that we should let it dictate us, but first we have to respect it. We have to allow it to be there, because it's real, you know. I learned it, yeah, you know, shame in being insecure, which is anxious, kind of like when you're feeling anxious, you have to let it be. You cannot just wish that you're feeling a certain way, because that's never going to improve your circumstances. But like recently I've been having this change of mindset of being over my appearance. And regarding like my school years with my organization and stuff, I've been taking a lot of medication for my ADHD, so I've been getting that treated, and thank God that it helps me a lot, and it helps me to be more organized and helps me to stay afloat. It really does help me. So I'm grateful for that. But in terms of my physical appearance, I think like I cannot change what people think of me, and I cannot change how I look per se. But what I can change is the way that I view myself, and the way that how much priority that I put over appearance. For me, if I look back and if I reflected, most of my life, like I've been, the only thing like people like to put their opinions upon is my appearance, whether it's a positive or a negative, but it's just based on my appearance. So it only makes sense that now I'm wired to think that the only things that matter is my appearance. So I used to put a lot of emphasis on the way that I look and the way other people look and image beauty. Like that's what I put a lot of emphasis. I think like I've been grown up with that. Like I'm living in a society now where Instagram likes are based on how quote unquote attractive you are, or it's mostly like that, or you know how the dating apps is mostly about the way that you look. It's your image, your picture. So you know there are so many emphasis that most of us put on our appearance. However, when you're feeling shameful and insecurity, and I know that whenever I take a picture, look at myself in the mirror, I still criticize myself and I still judge myself, and I don't think that will stop. However, I think, you know, it's hard for me to look at myself in the mirror and think of myself highly because of my appearance, because you know it's just not possible at this moment, or I don't think it will ever be, unfortunately, because it is what it is. It takes a long time. But anyway, But what I can, what has been working for me is to put less emphasis over the way that I look. So one of the things that I'm insecure about is faces, like the way that my face looks like. So basically what I do is that I just tell myself that it's just a face or they're just faces. So by putting just, it's like it's making it less important. You know, if you think about it, like, it's just a face, you know. It's just like there's a nose, there's two eyes and lip and two ears and teeth, mouth, lips, you know, skin. It's basically that. That's what a face looks like. It doesn't, like, it's not really, like, at least that helps me, like, by reminding myself, it's just a face, there are just faces. It's just like, I realized that, like, it's just a face. It's like, there's, like, you know, you wouldn't judge a tree. Like, oh, this is a beautiful tree, this is not beautiful tree. It's just a tree, you know what I mean? So why do we have to judge our faces? Like, you know, like, why wouldn't we stop doing that instead of looking at our faces as an object? It's like, look at our faces as trees, you know, we wouldn't judge trees. Like, you know, it is what it is. Anyway, you know, notch it down a little bit, it helps me a lot, you know. And I realize, like, people have different insecurities. Mine just happened to be the way that I look, but it becoming less insecurity at the moment. But, you know, there are other insecurities that I struggle with as well, but that's a major one, and that with that I managed to lessen it a little bit. But I truly think, like, insecurity sometimes can stop us from doing the thing that we want, and sometimes it can, being ashamed of the way that you are, that doesn't make sense to be ashamed of. It doesn't help you in the long run, and it just doesn't make sense at all. But the feelings are real. However, it can, like for me, when I felt shame over the way that I look or other insecurities that I face, I tend to isolate myself, and I tend to, you know, I tend to isolate myself. I tend to not want to go out. I tend to just be in my room and everything like that. And I feel so bad about myself. And that's true for some people, you know, like when you're feeling ashamed and insecure, like, you don't want to go outside, you don't want to show yourself to the world, you know, whatever it is, like, you're, you know, some guys think that they're not big enough or rich enough, like, if your money is your insecurity, you know, you want to put a lot of, like, whatever it is, but I think, like, one of the things that I hope I see in this world, like, in my generation, is that we can, even if we feel ashamed, you know, and those voices that tells us, like, oh, don't do this because people will make fun of you or what, like, that voices, like, even when we have those voices and we have these feelings, we still can do the things that we want to do, whether it's going to church for me or whether it's socializing, whether it's posting on social media, whatever you want to do, like, you can do it despite of your insecurity and your feelings, you know. But I want to leave this episode with a compassion notes, you know, compassion notes or takes. What I mean by that is that, like, like, I want to speak more about why I think that it's only right for us that with the rise of social media and Instagram, YouTube, Netflix, and everything like that, and the Hollywood, you know, the male gaze, the female gaze, you know, the Hollywood perception of success, I think my insecurity, like, your insecurity, are just valid. They're valid. They're not just in your imagination. You're not having a delusion over stuff. They're valid, you know? Like, when people tell you, like, oh, you shouldn't feel insecure about that because you're beautiful, or you shouldn't feel insecure about that because it doesn't matter. You know, I know that kind of, I know people are trying to make you feel better or trying to help you. However, I think the best approach is that what you're insecure about, they're not like what I'm not saying that you should be insecure about that, but that feeling of shame and insecurities, anxieties, they're valid, you know, they're real. However, I wanna say that, like, don't blame yourself a lot or don't judge yourself a lot for having those feelings, because I think sometimes, like, the double standard is that, like, in social media, the double standard is that, like, one way the social media shame us to be, like, wants us to look a certain way or want us to behave or to be a certain way. However, social media also tells us not to feel insecure, not to feel anxious, you know, not to feel sad. So it's like a double standards, you know, like, in one hand, they want you to be insecure so you can improve your physical appearance by getting plastic surgeries, you know, by getting skin whitening or lotions or so many beauty products, you know, makeup and blah blah blah. Like, they want you to feel like you're not good enough, basically, so you can enhance yourself. I think that's what social media really is. It's basically like social media works, like, they get their money from advertisement and business products. Nowadays, they trying to target your insecurities, and they're trying to, because of the insecurities, they're trying to make money out of it, like beauty products or surgeries or, you know, skincare products or weight loss products and schemes, whatever it is, makeup, you know, they can, in a sense, in a way, you know, but in a way of them selling those products, they need to make us feel insecure and make us think that we need to enhance the way that we look in order for them to succeed, you know, and that's what social media is. And and also in a way that, like, in Instagram, you don't see people crying or you don't see people telling their audiences they're anxious, telling their audiences they feel sad or angry or they feel hopeless, they feel like they're not doing well in life. They never tell you that. Like, in a sense, social media is telling us that we should be okay, that we should be happy, and we should be confident in the way that we look, you know, or the way that we are, who we are. And it's challenging, I think, as a 20-year-old something growing up in this constant pressure to be perfect, you know, in every sense of way. It's challenging, it's tough, you know. It's really tough. I feel that it gives me so much anxiety and shame, you know, and social anxiety most of all, because, you know, if you go to social media, like, and you don't see yourself being represented in someone else's light, you know, or you see yourself in someone else's shoes and they are being judged and they are being criticized and they are being scrutinized by people, you start to feel anxious and you start to feel insecure about yourself. But, like, yeah, it is what it is. Like, social media can be a good thing, but it can be a source of entertainment. Like, don't get me wrong, I love spending my time, like, watching YouTube videos when I don't have anything to do. You know, it's great for a source of entertainment, but, you know, also in a way that it's also taking us from our sense of individuality. It's also taking us from our sense of self-respect, you know, and it actually just enhances our tendency to compare. It makes it so easily for us to compare ourselves with other people. But yeah, I love making this episode. I think I can go on and talk hours upon hours regarding this topic. But I just want to end it in here. And I'll probably after this episode, I'll make another episode. Because I just want to talk regarding this topic and explore more. So if you are wanting to listen more about this, listen to the part 2. But yeah, thank you so much for listening. If you think that you're benefited by this podcast, I would recommend you to give a rating to this podcast and share it to your friend. Anyway, thank you so much for listening. I'll see you guys next time with a brand new episode. Bye.